Where with all shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom in the Safe Church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Turn away from their many wicked ways.
Many wicked ways.
Seek my face and I will answer them.
If my people humble themselves, turn from their sins, I'll hear their cry.
If my people
themselves, turn from their sins, I'll hear their cry.
Sweet brother, keep on praying, don't stop it.
Keep on praying.
Dear sister, keep on praying, don't stop it.
Keep on praying.
If Christians today want to see the power of God,
see the power of God
in their lives or in their church, the effectual prayer of a righteous man,
of a righteous man,
will accomplish, accomplish much.
If my people humble themselves, turn from their sins, I'll hear their cry.
If my people humble themselves,
turn from their sins, I'll hear their cry.
Everyone who is godly shall know now, come nigh to him.
Arise and pray to thee.
Kneel down to him in their church. They shall be exalted, they shall not come nigh to him.
Not come nigh to him.
In the sun they shall pray too much.
If my people humble themselves, turn from their sins, I'll hear your cry.
people.
And if my people humble themselves, turn from their sins, I'll hear their cry.
For Juanita. I mean, you are welcome. Beautiful. Okay, close your eyes and let's pray. Are you going to be with them or you are leaving? Okay. Close your eyes and let's pray. Could you place something down for me? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your presence this morning. Begin to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to come into our midst this morning, that whatever we are about to learn, whatever we are about to study here, we will have the power of God touching our hearts. Bible says the only way a young person can do well is by taking heed to his word. Begin to pray. Makoto karia sakata brosike makato raba. Rikolobo sata katuria nebesekete. Meko sakata kaba zime. Leko zima kaleko sokata brande. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We pray that, Lord, the preaching of your word will give us insight. And the preaching of your word will give us understanding. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We pray with thanksgiving. And everybody say amen. Oh, I said say amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. Oh, your clapping is weak. Your clapping is actually weak. All right, take your seat. Goofy's okay. Take your seat. I think you should all come this way. So, Kizia, you can sit here. No, sit here. Elder, I've left your chair for who? Elder, dear. But where's your Bible? So, go and take it. Amen. But I think Juanita did well. Please put your hands together for Juanita. Charlie, work on my sound for me a bit. Give me something higher. You know I'm struggling with my voice, so give me something higher. Amen. I think it is in this service I've been preaching duality. Okay. Last week, how many of you were in church where we were talking about duality, the ability of having double life, okay? Having a double life. And it's real. There are people who have double lives. Are you here with me? I'm preaching for a very short time, and then we can do our second service, okay? There are people who have double lives. And I am not talking about fetish priests. I am not talking about people who have not given their lives to Christ. I am talking about Christians. Okay? Christians. People who are Christians, who have given their lives to Christ, but but they have not changed completely. Oh, you don't understand the preaching this morning? Yeah, I'm preaching. Madam, let her sit down. Let her sit down. She should sit down. Because the way I'm going, you know. So, anybody at all in church, listen, I'm about to close. Anybody, Wafa, sit down. Yes, so give it to Madam. Give it to Madam. Yes. Okay. So, no, that's the dustbin. So, take your seat. Anybody in church is prone to this particular problem we are talking about. Why is it a problem? It is a problem because as a human being or as somebody who have given your life to Christ, you are expected to live one life. Everybody must know that your yea is your yea and your nay is nay. But the moment you have a different life and another life, then we say that you are living a double life. Do you understand? You are living what? A double life. You are living a dual life. And this particular problem is so much concern with young people. That's why I'm preaching it to you. An older person doesn't need what I'm preaching. Your grandfather, who is 84 years, doesn't need this thing that I'm preaching. This thing that I'm preaching are for young people who are 14 years, who are 13 years, who are in class 5, who are in class 6, who are in JHS 2 and all. Are you still here with me? Yes. So, duality. And as I've been telling you, the first service is the main service. Before they come in the afternoon, I'm tired. It's the main service. Hallelujah. And last week, we saw how Jesus wasn't happy with people who had dual life. Jesus called them hypocrites. I don't know if you remember. Jesus called them what? Hypocrites. Whitewashed tombs with rotten carcasses. Yeah. Your behavior at home is different from your behavior at church. Because in church, you have to put up a good behavior. But when we come and see you at home, or when your mother is giving a report about you at home, sometimes we cannot imagine that it is the same person. Do you understand? Yes. Your behavior at school, because school you bring report card. What are some of the comments the class teachers write? Shows good leadership. Uh-huh. What are some of the things the teachers have written about you at school? Attentive in class. No, these are things concerning academics. I'm talking about general conduct in the school. Your general behavior. Yes, Kezia. I'm not talking about you also. Maybe you have seen your classmate or somebody's own. Yes. Uh-huh. Talks too much. Fight with friends. What? Wow. So you notice that as you are in the school, your teachers are watching you. How many are you in class? 39. But the teachers are watching. They are paying close attention to you. Yeah. The teachers know the children who are greedy. The children who are stubborn. Yeah. They're right. Intelligent, but disturbs a lot. Hey. More room for improvement. So, you see that your behavior, the way you behave, is very important. So, Jesus descended on the scribes, the Pharisees, the teachers of the law, and he was telling them that, look, you guys, you are hypocrites. Yeah. For Jesus to say you are hypocrite, it means it is very serious. So, last week, we started looking at types of duality, 10 types. And last week we did one. And we did what? What was the point we did? Separated and unequally yoked. Separated and unequally yoked. When we say you are unequally yoked, it means that you have mixed. We quoted a scripture from where Ephraim mixed himself with the people. Which scripture was that? Hosea 7 verse 8. You didn't write that one. Uh-huh. You see, even though you are in the church, not everybody is paying attention. Hosea 7 8. We discovered that Ephraim mixed himself with the people. And because he did that, he became a cake on 10. An equally yoke means that you have aligned yourself with some people. And let me tell you, in life, whoever you partner with tells a lot about you. Yeah, your friends. Bible says in Proverbs that he that walketh with the wise shall be wise. It's clear. If you walk with wise people, look, rich people, they walk with rich people. Yeah. Accountants, they walk with accountants. And poor people, their friends are poor people. If you see a poor man, and you say, show me your friend. You say that his friend is living in some uncompleted building. Poor people, their friends are poor. He that walketh with the wise shall be. If you like, show me a weed smoker, and I will show you that his friend is a prostitute. They work together. He said, but the companion of fools, there is something we call companion of fools. Yes, companion, friends of fools. Foolish Boys Association. Do you understand? It's a committee of foolish boys. But what will happen to such people? Say, the companion of fools shall be destroyed. May you not be destroyed in Jesus' name. Yeah. So today, quickly, because this what I preached last week is on the podcast. How many of you, I put it on the page. How many of you? So I put it on the page. You didn't? Kofi, you saw it. It's on the page. It's on the podcast. You just click on you. You see that. And today's message, by tomorrow morning, it will be on the podcast. Yeah. Amen. So you can go and listen to it. So today, I'm moving to another one. Another dual life. Do you understand? Double life. It's called spiritual and carnal. The first one was what? Separated and unequally yoked. But this one is called spiritual. The same person. The same person is spiritual. And the same person is carnal. Is it possible? Is it possible? But it happens. One human being, okay, is spiritual. Oh, don't mind. Don't mind. One human being is spiritual. The same human being is carnal. And this thing I'm explaining, or this thing I'm about to explain in the next 2 minutes, and I'll close you. It happens, or it can happen in one person. You can be spiritual. You can be very spiritual. You come to church, you lift up your hands, like the way Granita sang today. What song did you sing today? If my people, give her a microphone, if my people who have done what?
Called by my name.
If my people who are called by my name,
will humble themselves
and call on me, I will do what? Charlie, go and answer to the best.
If my people who are called by my name
shall humble themselves and pray, I will hear them. Is it not a spiritual? If a girl send you this text, don't want you think that she's a spiritual girl. You wake up in the morning. Do you understand? Your classmate girl B has sent you such a text message. You think that this girl, it's like she sleeps in heaven and she comes to school on earth. Yeah. But this same person who have sung this song can also watch pornography. Oh, I'm not here. I'm here. Yeah. Why is this so? Because, who is calling? The person has cut. If you cut. But I'm preaching. When I preach, I don't pick calls. But listen, why is it possible that one person can be spiritual and can be carnal? The reason is simple. Human beings, we are made up of spirit and the flesh. Do you understand? So you see, this year is our year of seed time and harvest. Now, what it means is that anything you do, you are making an investment. Anything you do. Now, you can either invest in your spirit or invest in your flesh. When you invest in your spirit, you become spiritual. If you invest, do you know investment? Some of you who have your fathers who are business, they do investment. Or even your parents can do investment for you, even though you are not grown. Yeah. So that by the time you have grown, that investment becomes mighty. So you see that by the time you are 18, you are rich. So my son, who is now 10 months or getting to 11 months, I've made investment for him. Yeah. So if you see him driving car at the age of 18, it's not Sakawa. Yeah. Because of the investment I've done for him. Because of the investment. So I'm saying that when you make an investment, you watch pornography, you disobey your mother, what else? When they send you don't go to school. What it means that you are making an investment to the flesh. Where you don't pray, where you don't come to church, you don't read your Bible, you are making an investment. Today I want you to understand investment. You are making an investment to your flesh. And when you make an investment to your flesh, you will reap corruption. The other way to be spiritual is when you make an investment to your spirit. Is it clear? Yeah. When you make an investment to your spirit, you become a spiritual person. An investment to your spirit makes you a spiritual person. Romans 7, verse 18. Quickly. Somebody with a microphone should read for me. Romans 7, verse 18. Somebody should open it quickly. Because usually first service, the people who do the screen, they don't come. It's also a type of sowing to the flesh. Right now, this year, anything you do is sowing and reaping. Romans 7, verse 18. Kofi, read it. It says what?
Romans 7, verse 18. Uh-huh. For I know that good itself does not dwell in me.
For I know that good itself does not dwell in me. Uh-huh.
That is in my sinful nature.
That is in my sinful nature.
For I have the desire to do what is good.
But you see, I don't know what version I read. What version is that one?
NIV.
NIV. What version is this? Kezia. Good news. Read and let me hear good news. Romans 7, 18. What does it say?
Romans chapter 7, verse 18.
Yes.
I know that good does not live in me.
I know. Yeah, you see. If you read King James says that, I know that there is nothing good in my flesh. Do you understand? Now, even though there is nothing good in your flesh, you would think that when you sow something to the flesh, you will not reap anything. But amazingly, that one, you reap so much. Yeah. If you know there is nothing good, it's like you want to go and steal. And you know that this house, there is nothing good there. Will you go there? No. But amazingly, when you are caught in that house, your punishment will be greater. May you not sow to the flesh. So, let me come back to what I'm preaching. You can be a young person. And usually it is church girls, church boys who sway off. Yeah. Look, a lot of these musicians we see, if you interview all of them, they will tell you that they started from church. I'm not sure I've heard some of them speaking before. So I was singing the church choir, I was playing the band in the church, and then I slept and I saw Shatawale, and Shatawale ministered unto me, and from that time I've started rapping. They have fantastic testimonies. They are all church people. When Dishe was in her church choir, Shatawale was a church boy. He was in the choir, even with his generator voice. Yeah. So, you that today, you are singing, if my people shall humble themselves, tomorrow morning, you can be somewhere else. So, you can both be spiritual. Do you understand? You can be spiritual. There's a scripture in Titus. Titus or something like that. Let me see if I can find it. He said, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Do you understand? Now, what it means is that there are people who pose to be Christians, okay? But in real life, they are not Christians. They pose. Somebody can pose as a Christian. Somebody can pose to be religious, okay? Somebody, 2 Timothy 3 verse 5, he says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such people, turn away. Yeah. From such people, turn away. What is your version saying? It says what? It
says that 2 Timothy 3 verse 5. Having a form of godliness, but denying its power, have nothing to do with such people.
It's the same thing as King James. Madam, what is your own saying? You don't know where 2 Timothy is. 2 Timothy 3 verse 5. We are waiting for you because your version is helping us. Verse 5 says what? Quickly, so that I can finish up. Because I'm about to close.
They will hold to the outward form of our religion.
They will hold to the outward form of religion. Look, people are religious. People are, look, the same people who go for Shatawale program, they are the same people who come to church. But where do you think we get the people from? Where we were in this church, where somebody used to lead praise and worship. Do you understand? But he goes to Shatawale program. Was it Shatawale or medical? Medical program. He goes for medical program Saturday dawn and comes Sunday morning to come and lead praise and worship. A form of godliness. Look, I am not old, but I've seen few things before. Yes, they have a form of godliness, but what?
But rejects its real power.
But they reject the real. There is something we call real power associated with being spiritual. Yes. Look, it is better to be spiritual than to be carnal. That's what I want you to understand. If you combine the two, you are doing something wrong. If you see, and I've already told you from last week episode that anything you do that you don't do it well is dangerous. Yes. Have education like the way you are now. If you stop school now, it's dangerous. It's better you didn't go to school at all. You can prepare granola soup, but you can't completely prepare it. Sunday, I was asking some people whether they can prepare granola soup. Somebody said, well, I've seen it being done. Do you understand? I've seen it being. Mommy, I say you can do what? You say you can prepare what? Jollof. But that jollof, I will not be the first to eat Mamiya's jollof. No. I will not. Mamiya cannot use me as an experiment. Oh, no. No. But she says that the jollof she cooks, the mother eats and the father eats. It must be right. For Reverend Abuaji to eat Mamiya's jollof, then it means that we are going forward, or we are moving forward. Do you understand? At this point, I will not attempt to eat KZS granola soup. Let's say on a Sunday like this. Come and sit down. Oh, come and sit down. But you are older than us. You came because of, come and sit with him. Yeah, at this point, I cannot attempt to experiment with KZS granola soup. Knowing very well that tomorrow morning I'll go to work. You have no idea. Are you understand what I'm trying to say? So, there is nothing good about being carnal. Young boy, you are watching pornography. Young boy, you are listening to worldly music. All the worldly music are on your phone. And there, you see, when there is nobody checking you, you should be afraid for your life.
Yeah.
Nobody tells you, what are you listening to? Nobody. When I say nobody, I mean nobody. Well, if I sit here, okay. For example, your father. I was saying when they born you, I saw your pregnancy. And now you all grow, you'll be big boys. Amen. Let's look at somebody who was both spiritual a canal. That man was called Samson. Do you know Samson? Samson and Delilah. We all know that story. Yeah. Look, let me tell you. When Samson, before Samson was born, an angel appeared. You see, that alone should tell you that the guy, you know, he's not an ordinary guy. Yeah. Judges 14, verse 6. Judges 14, verse 6. Bible said that, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him. This is Samson. You looking at my face today. Where is it written that the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon you? Where? Are you, even can your class teacher say that the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon you? When? When? Mamiya, you are Reverend's daughter. Can your father say that the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon you? No. Yeah. So this is something. You see, I want to show you somebody who was spiritual. The person just lay hands, then you fall. Hey! Something, go for prophetic meeting. Somebody do, then 25 people are falling. Hey! See that someone, prophet to do like this. 86 people are on the floor. How many of you like such things? It's nice, though. Yeah. It was told of Samson that the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him. The man must be spiritual. Look at verse 19 of the same chapter. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. Another time. This him you are seeing is Samson. This is the second time the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. Let's go again. Let's go to Judges 15. Judges 15, verse 14. He said, and when he came to Lehi, the Philistines shouted against him, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him. Hey, Samson. This is the third time we are reading that the Spirit of the Lord. You, as you are sitting here, if the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you once, it's okay. It's okay. You have made it. It's okay. But this is the third time we are reading that the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon Samson. Look at verse 20. Judges 15, verse 20. He said that, and he judged Israel in the days of the Philistines 20 years. Do you know what it means to be a judge? A judge over Israel. He became a judge, or he judged Israel for 20 years. He became a pastor of Israel for 20 years. Do you think we bring a fetish priest to be a pastor? So these experiences or these scriptures I've read, okay, show us that they all show us that Samson was a spiritual man. How many of you understand that Samson was a spiritual man? Yes, very spiritual. We cannot say that Samson was not spiritual. Samson was a spiritual man. But you see, let's go again to another thing. I'll show you another scripture. All right. Let me look for it. It's there. I'll show you other scriptures that tells us that Samson was not as spiritual as we thought. Judges chapter, let's go to 14 again. Yeah, 14 will work for us. I'm sure we all know the story of Samson and Delilah. Or you don't know the story of Samson and Delilah. You know, this was somebody that Bible was describing as spiritual. How do you call it? The Spirit of the Lord came upon him and all that. No problem. We are not fighting. We are not fighting with Samson because the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. All right. Now, I'm looking for a good place to read. Let's go to Judges 16, verse 1. Judges 16, verse 1. It says, now, Samson went to Gaza and saw there an harlot and went in unto her. Do you know harlot? Harlot, harlot is the tree word for a prostitute. Harlot. You see, if somebody insults you prostitute, you have to like close your eyes and thank God that they say you're a prostitute. But when somebody insults you, harlot, do you see? You have to go to the sea and bath 7 times and come out. You see? But that's why I tell that. Don't use King James. King James said that and went in unto her. It means that if they say and went in on the day, they entered the room or they went in unto her. Read your own. Read your own.
One day, Samson went to the
Philistine. Oh, read the thing with vim, man.
One day, Samson went to the Philistine city of Gaza, where he met a prostitute.
When he met a prostitute.
And went to
King
bed
James
with
is
her.
Very misleading. And do what?
Went to bed with her.
Ah! And went to where? Bed. And went to bed. Confucius all say something different. He said they went to where? Jesus. And went to spend the night with her. Bruh. If they say you went to spend the night with somebody, elder, what does it mean? Yeah. And went to spend. This is something that the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon. How many of you remember how the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon Samson? And it's not like Samson went to see a certain woman passing, a prostitute. If the girl is not a prostitute, we'll say it's one of the church members who came to do something and then something has happened. But if you are looking for a prostitute, where will you go right now? If you are looking for a prostitute this evening, where will you go? Where? Bar. Places to find prostitute. Yes. La Paz. I don't know if you know La Paz. Bigot. Yeah. Yesterday I was traveling somewhere. Then I think, yes, around La Paz. 4 a.m. They were there. If you see the dress in there, some of this, like the tailor didn't finish sewing and they went for the dress. Short! Some of it is like the material finished. Yeah. A prostitute and spent the night with her. This is something. This is something that Bible was telling us that the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him. And it was told the Gazarite saying, Samson is coming there. And they compassed in and wait for him all night in the gate of the city. And they were quiet. Let me go where? Oh, I'm looking for. He said, and verse 5, and the lords of the Philistine came unto her, enticed him, see therein his great strength lie, and by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him to afflict him, and that we will give thee every one of us 11 pieces of silver. And Delilah said to Samson, I pray thee, wherein thy great strength lieth. Do you understand? Wherein thy great strength lieth. I am telling you about a man that Bible told us that. You see, if it is Kofi telling you that the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon Samson, it's possible it's a lie. That's what I'm trying to say. Yes. But when the Bible tells us that this is not Kofi, this is not elder, but it is the Bible that is telling us that the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon Samson. Why won't we believe? We'll believe it. It is this same Samson that saw. You see, tomorrow, from tomorrow going, we are fasting. But you see, let me tell you, the day you make a great feat, or you have achieved a great success, either by praying or by fasting, that is when a great temptation comes your way. True of us. Let me drink coffee. Drink coffee so that this preaching is sponsored by coffee. I'm not allowed to drink coffee as I preach. I'm allowed to preach and fall down and die. Then you can't pour water on me. To come into graphic. Pastor collapses during preaching. It's not possible. I'll not collapse. Yeah. That is when a great temptation comes your way. And I was explaining to you that the subject of duality is a core mass. The subject of duality is a subject that everybody here must understand. Because if you don't take this subject carefully, today you are playing drums, tomorrow you'll be a weed smoker. Today you are singing in the choir, next 3 weeks you'll be a prostitute. This is something. Samson was a judge in Israel for 20 years. Yet, a prostitute. Do you understand what it means? So that is why I was saying that nobody here is exempted from this topic. Whether you are a pope, are you greater than Samson? Are you a judge? Are you a judge? Even black box cleaner, nobody has selected you. Samson was, when we talk about the wisest man who ever lived, whom are we referring to? Solomon, the wisest man. If you are talking about the strongest person who ever lived, who? Samson. You, what can we say the whole world? You are. Or you realize what I'm trying to say? Yeah. This is Samson. They said they shouldn't cut his head. They shouldn't cut Samson's head. I'm not feeling that. As the story went, Delilah cut Samson's head. Where do you think Samson's head was before Delilah cut it? Was it in the Bible that it's on the last? Are you sure? Oh, let's look for it too. Maybe the head was on the laps. Verse 19. Judges 16, verse 19. Kezia, I think this one, you should read it in your version. Judges 16, verse 19. Yes. Verse 19. Maybe it's there. It's there.
Judges 16, verse 19. Uh-huh. Delilah lulled Samson to sleep in her lap.
Ah! Read it again. Read it. Kezia, I'm not paying school fees for you. Okay. Read that thing well.
Delilah lulled Samson to sleep in
Delilah
her lap.
Delilah did what?
Loud.
Laughed.
Loud.
Okay, Samson to do what?
To sleep in her lap.
Give me the microphone. Kofi, read. You are not reading the thing. Even the school, you have to stop. Kofi, yes.
After putting him to sleep on her lap.
After putting him to sleep on her laps, will you get a girl to put your head on her laps? Yeah. After putting him on her laps. Reverend, what is your head doing on her laps? Are you understand what I'm trying to say? I'm saying that this thing called duality, eh? You see, the amazing thing is that nobody's what. If I'm a weed smoker, will you know? Are you in my house? Mommy, I stay in the same house with you. If a girl comes to visit me small, will you know? If as I'm driving, I pick a girl, will you ask me who she is? She said, church member, I've gone to visit. Is it part of her business? If you see me with a girl at restaurant that we are eating, will you ask me, Reverend, explain and with diagrams? Because this woman is not your wife. Who is she? Yeah. Samson's head was on Delilah's laps. Be careful. Your head can be on a prostitute wife's laps. Be careful. This is Samson. The man that Bible said that, and the spirit of the Lord came upon him greatly. Did not just upon him, but upon him mightily. This same person was spiritual. And this same person can be so. It's like when you look at the same person, it's night and day. Will you ever think that somebody who preaches to you all the time smoking? How will you think about it? How? As you come to church, you can play drums, play drums, then we all dance. You come and sing in the choir. When you go home and we look at you, you are a beast. Your character is different. Thank God I found this scripture. And when the Philistines be upon thee, Samson, and he awoke out of his sleep. If you put your head on a woman's laps, she will shave it. She will shave it for you. I'm telling you. She will shave. You are in white church. So boyfriend is what you do. Boyfriend. Yeah. Yesterday I saw a young girl. About a year ago or 2 years ago, this same girl, when I took her phone, the phone was full of pornography. Today, as I speak to you, she has a child who is almost 1 year. And I'm not surprised at all. The people that talk to you, the people who are your friends, they can make you live a certain life, eh? How can we think that you are a thief? If somebody tells me that Joel is a thief, I won't believe it. Do you understand? Yeah. The way you are very holy in church. Sometimes if you don't know how to kill an ant. If mosquitoes said, let the mosquito also eat. They don't have fathers and mothers. Let them eat my blood. Let them eat my blood. You're the same person at home. Your sister does something. Slap high. Swa. Who has said the mother saying swa before? I don't know what that thing means, but it's swa. Who born you by mistake? Amen. You can be spiritual. Do you understand? Spiritual and carnal. Spirit. When you sow to the flesh, you are reaping corruption. When anything you sow, you are reaping it. Yeah. The first Sunday, Jessica, it was you. When you came to my office, you saw some family in my office. Father, mother, 4 children. Yeah. That was the first Sunday of the year. They are from a different church. Not UD church. Different something, something, something church. And they came to my office. Why? One of the boys, which is the elderly boy, is a weed smoker. 16-year-old boy. As the poor came, the father is a prophet. You didn't see the man. Was it you or him? One of you, when you don't came to see them. The father is a prophet. And the woman is a lady pastor. And their son, firstborn, 16 years. His profession is weed smoking. As this one is a pastor, this one is a prophet. His is a weed smoker. It's not a movie. As I started asking questions, then the woman said, the mother, he said, I have something to say. I said, say something that you have to say. He said, when I was young, and I was 14, was it 13 or 14? He said, she said, at that age, I was smoking. And I said, yes, actually, today, your son is harvesting it. And the boy, he was not only smoking weed. So I asked him, naturally, so they're smoking, how? He said, as if you don't get money, how do you smoke? He said, that's what leads her to do sakawa. So he was explaining the art of sakawarism to me. Don't laugh. As they talked, the mother was crying like a baby in front of me. Last week, Thursday, I told another couple, I said, your son is drinking and your son is smoking. They were shivering like this in my presence. Let me tell you, if you live double life, look, it is better we know you as an arm robber. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It is better that we know you as an arm robber. When I'm there, they call me, Reverend, one of your church members is at police cells. That I know that I'm going to rescue an arm robber. But when I come and I see behind bar, who is it? Says, oh, this the so Reverend, it's me. I'm the one who have been playing the drums. How will I know you are an armed robber? Because I was there one day, 11 p.m. when I was called, that one of my church members was behind bars. Who is the church member behind bars? This boy is the boy who controls the sound in the adult church. When I went to Sotong police station, there he was. What did he do? He stole his boss' mobile money, 3,500. But we don't know you to be somebody who steals 3,500. We know you as somebody who controls sound. As I'm saying that, living a double life can put you into trouble. If you insult them, insult in the church and let's know. Danita, we are on the bell so that we pray for you, we cancel you. Please, the insult, reduce. Eh? It's okay. We don't insult so that we know. But one day I'll be called. They say you are going to insult bishop. They have come to come in to go and beg for you. I don't know you as somebody who insult pastors. If you are somebody who beat people, please start beating people here. And let's know. Kezia, by Janita, if they call you that I've gone to beat somebody's daughter, will you be surprised? Oh, no, I beat people's daughter. Hey, I beat. Oh, you can, oh, my pastor. Oh, please. He begs. But even the office, the skin, that one there, we know. So we are sorry. We the Mofan Chair, all the safe people, we have come to beg on behalf of our pastor. What happened to this? Oh, this girl, she was insulting the mother this morning, and then this man was passing, and he knocked the girl, and the head has burst. Who is he? Is the Reverend Ade? Oh, please, Mofan Cheno. Oh, no, dear sir. He knocks people's children. But if you hear, now, the thing you have drunk finish, you know, ask you, now, dear, how dear? Go. If you hear, you understand that they say some armed robbers have been caught. They've caught some armed robbers at Bibieni. Do you understand? And one of them is called Reverend Emmanuel Kole. Do you say, or maybe as you are sitting here, then a certain woman has walked in with four children. Then the woman said that I'm the father of the four children. Oh, that one day you can say, oh, no, no. Pastor, we beg. We can show you the wife. We can also show you the child. Do you understand? That one there, we can. But if you say, this man came to beat your four children, that one there, we'll pay you and we beg you so that you can go. Let your life be one. There is nothing good you can get from living a dual life. I'm talking about a dual life. Somebody who is spiritual. Look, if you are spiritual, be spiritual. If you are carnal, be carnal. What? You do this one small. You also do this one small. There is no blessing in it. There is no blessing in it. May you live one life. Brothers and sisters, as I close, oh, don't mind. Allow him to be free. Oh, Waba, sorry, no, where points is here. Brothers and sisters, I announce to you that, listen, if you are going to be spiritual, be spiritual. And if you are going to be carnal, be carnal. Let your life be one. In Jesus' name. Amen. Stand to your feet. Next week, we'll go clap for Jesus. Oh, the way you are not clapping, it's like I've not preached well. Yeah. Duality. Next week, I'm going to be sharing with you 10 types of duality. Today, I've done the second one. Tomorrow, next week, I'll do the third one. Anywhere I am in the world, Sunday, 8 o'clock, I'll be here. I'm not joking. I'll be here. Yeah. This morning, I arrived from somewhere. This morning, my dear. Duality. By the time we are done, you must stamp out double life in your life. Double. I'm saying that if you don't take this subject seriously, one day, when they tell us about you, we will collapse. Nobody think that Kayla can be a prostitute. But if one day you meet Kayla, somebody come and tell you Kayla is a prostitute, you collapse. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands and begin to pray. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you so that you live one life. You live one life. Begin to pray. Are you praying or you are just standing there? Pray. Makotoria sikata branda. Rimando kasaka teliande. Rabababababababa. Bakata tsukateribe. Rimando sikelebandaba. Raka suka balekia. Rikurubu siketelebe. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for what we have heard. We thank you for using Samson as an example for us to see somebody who is spiritual and somebody who is carnal, and how possible it is that these two traits can be found in one person. Lord, we pray that you help us to invest more into our spiritual lives. May we invest more into our spiritual lives. We pray that, Lord, you help us. I pray for your children, every one of them, that, Lord, let your glory engulf us. Wherever we find ourselves, may we live a life that is pleasing to you. We thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. And everybody shout a bigger amen.
This has been the Unadulterated Word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.